There's a small little plaque that hangs on the wall of my study at home. It was a gift to me many years ago, and it reads, "Three wise women would have asked directions, arrived on time, helped deliver the baby, cleaned the stable, made a casserole, and brought practical gifts, and there would be peace on earth." It delights and amuses me because it lifts up the importance of the contributions of women that, you know, are invisible in so much of the Bible and often sidelined in the recounting of church history. There's no doubt about the fact that this is the humor of the marginalized who joke in saying, if we were in charge, everything would be perfect. We wouldn't screw it up like the men have. Yeah, well, you know, before we get too smug here, sisters, we have to admit that our lives are pretty much just as messy as the guys, right? That's what New Year's resolutions are for. Now, I have to admit that I haven't written down any formal resolutions this year, but you know, this is the time when we want to clean out all the messy corners of our lives and get our act together once and for all. And even though I haven't written anything down, I definitely have high hopes for improving myself in 2022. After all, you know, in a few weeks, I'm going to be retired again. Is there any reason that I can't get my finances totally organized, make use of all those coupons and special offers before they expire, walk 5,000 steps a day and go to the gym 3 times a week, make a photo book out of photo books, plural, out of all of the pictures that are stored up in the attic, and read a book a week? Maybe in 2022 I can finally be one of those super productive people who show up on time with the casserole, deliver the baby, sanitize the barn, and save the day. Nah, probably not. And maybe that's for the best. I've thought some more about the wise men this week, and I've actually decided that I'm glad they were late. I'm glad they got lost. And I'm actually glad that they brought impractical gifts, because they were welcomed into Christ's presence. Late and lost and useless as they were. And our lives, our love, our worship are also accepted. Late and lost and useless as we so often are. You knew that the wise men or the magi or the three kings, they're called all kinds of various things. You knew that they were late, right? There are plenty of hints in Scripture that our nativity scenes and our Christmas pageants are really misleading when Matthew's wise men rub shoulders with Luke's shepherds. That just doesn't seem to be how it actually happened. This morning's scripture reading from Matthew says that the Magi entered a house, not a stable, in Bethlehem, and that they bowed down to honor a child, not an infant. And when Herod, in his fearful rage, set out to murder any potential rival to his throne, his edict was stretched to include all of the male children from age 2 on down. So there really isn't a whole lot of doubt that the wise men were more than just a little bit late for the birth of Christ. But maybe punctuality isn't God's highest value. You know, maybe in the realm of the soul, the quality of the journey is more important than our record for on-time arrivals. My book club has a tradition of meeting in early January every year to set the dates and to choose the books for the coming year. So we've been remembering and joking recently about what happened a few years ago. This was pre-pandemic, that we met over breakfast at a neighborhood place in Andersonville for an hour and a half. And then on the walk home, we realized that we hadn't remembered to choose a single book or to set a single meeting date. But we were together, and we were present to each other. One member had recognized over the holidays how exhausted she was. Was it time to retire? Another had had a death in her family. A third had welcomed a new grandchild. We listened, and we talked, and we laughed. We were together on the journey. We strengthened the bonds of friendship. It was most definitely not a prompt and efficient time, but it was sacred time. It was sacred time. And one way or another, our schedule for the coming year eventually got figured out. The great early church theologian, St. Augustine, lamented that he didn't become a Christian until middle age. He wrote, "Late have I loved you, O beauty ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you. You were within me, but I was outside, and it was there I looked for you. You were with me, but I was not with you." But eventually, Augustine did find God in Christ Jesus, and then he left an immeasurable and permanent impact on Christian theology. Maybe in God's eyes, it's okay to be late. The wise men also got lost. They ended up in Jerusalem, which isn't really all that far from Bethlehem. It's only about 6 miles. But there's a world of difference between the two places. There was then, and there is now. Now, to be fair, they actually did ask directions, didn't they? Who did they ask for directions? King Herod. Not a very trustworthy source. But I'm glad they got lost. I'm glad they asked King Herod for directions, because it forced Herod to show his hand. And the curtain gets pulled back immediately on a really crucial part of the story that's unfolding. Jesus is a threat to empire. Not just the Roman Empire, but all empire. Jesus is a threat to wealth, to power, and to all systems of domination. Jesus was born a threat to all of the systems that create comfort and privilege for some at the cost of exploiting and dehumanizing others. Because when God took on human form, God made it clear that human lives are precious and invaluable and sacred. Even the ones that our societies deem disposable. Maybe really especially the ones that our societies have marked as unworthy, unimportant, disposable. The wise men got lost, and God used it for good. How much time do we spend lost? Worrying that our lives aren't beautifully Instagram worthy? Or letting others define for us what success looks like? Or arguing politics with strangers on Facebook? Or holding a grudge? Or allowing a family estrangement to go unreconciled? Or bemoaning the restrictions of our pandemic lives? There are so many ways that we wander lost, missing the point of each precious day of life. Because God has been right under our noses the whole time. While we wander and wonder, what happened to God? Where's God? God is making the ordinary moments of our lives sacred and precious. Like the wise men, we show up to our real lives late and lost and useless. And God loves and accepts us and the foolish gifts we bring just as he loved and accepted those preposterous magi. What we have to learn from the magi, the wise men, is that they got one thing right. They did one thing so very, very right. Matthew tells us, when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. What the wise men got right was presence. They showed up. They showed up and they recognized the Holy One, the creator of the universe. They recognized that the creator of the universe was somehow enfleshed in this tiny child. And they knelt down. They got down on their knees in worship and in wonder and in awe. The wise men got it right. They may have been lost. They may have been late. They may have been impractical, but they were there. They were present and they were awed. That's what the Magi have to teach us. How to be messy, awed humans who are present to the wonder of our God-given lives. There's a young writer, Courtney Martin, who captured what this looks like really beautifully in an online essay of musings at the start of the new year. She said, "The sober truth is, when I look back on the past year, the things I'm most proud of have nothing to do with my productivity and everything to do with my presence. I sprawled on floors with other moms and babes and talked about the hard days and the frequent miracles. I walked around the block when I was going to say mean things because I was so tired. I went swimming in the sunshine a few times. I flew across the country to surprise a friend at his birthday party. I lost track of time listening to my daughter speak a special language to the rubber dinosaurs in the bathtub. I noticed the way my neighbor's garden was growing like gangbusters." She finishes, "I'd rather be a messy, awed human than a well-oiled machine. I'd rather be a messy, awed human than a well-oiled machine. So would I. I believe with every ounce of my being that the way we bow down and worship the Christ child is to notice the miracles of ordinary life. To be present enough of our lives just to notice that God is there. And that there's miracles all around us. To take them in. To cherish them. To stand in awe." One of my spiritual disciplines is to pray first thing every morning that my eyes will be open to God's beauty in my life and the world around me, and that I might live in the world as if it were God's holy temple, because it is. Perhaps the New Year's resolution that will please God the most is not to fix all of our messes or to become the most productive, efficient, punctual, and successful people ever, but to be fully present, to see God at work in our lives, and to live in awe. To live in awe in a world made sacred by Christ's coming. Amen.